Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Acts chapter 10 today, verses 44 through 48. Acts 10, 44 through 48. It says, while Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word. And the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles, for they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. Folks, today's challenge from this passage is very clear but very simple. Baptism doesn't save you. These people were saved by believing in Jesus. The Holy Spirit came upon them and indwelt them, and the evidence of that was that they began speaking in other languages and extolling God. By the way, just notice that they then were said, let's baptize these people. See, a lot of people have been taught that they're baptized as a baby, and that baptism they hope will cover them. Folks, the Bible teaches that baptism happens after salvation. It's an identification with Jesus Christ. It's a public affirmation of what it is that we've done by believing in Jesus. People have said, well, Jim, in the Old Testament, the Jews were circumcised as the covenant sign, and the covenant sign in the New Testament is baptism. So if babies were circumcised in the Old Testament, we can baptize babies in the New Testament. Listen closely. Babies were circumcised in the Old Testament as the sign of the covenant when they entered the family of Israel. When they were born into the family of Israel and became a Jew, they were circumcised as a sign of the covenant. In the same way, if you're going to carry the illustration over, which I think you can, you have to carry it over fully. When a baby's born on this world, they're not automatically a Christian. Even if they're born into a Christian family, that doesn't mean that they're automatically a Christian. They must make a decision for themselves. You must individually trust Jesus Christ as your own Savior. When you enter the family of the people of God, the family of Christ, the church, that's when you're baptized. That's when you receive the covenant. Just like when you entered the family of Israel, you received the sign of the covenant, circumcision. You also now receive the sign of the New Testament covenant, if you will, baptism, after you're saved. That's what happens here. They're saved. The Spirit of God comes on them and indwells them, and he says, let's baptize these people. Listen to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 through 15. It says, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. In him you also were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, who were dead in your trespasses, in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him by having forgiven us all our trespasses, by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with his legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Folks, baptism is a public identification, showing the world what it is that Christ has done. You're symbolically going down into the water. The old me's gone. I'm a new person. I come up out a new creation in Christ Jesus. And baptism happened after they believed. So if you're resting in a baptism that happened before you trusted Christ, I'm going to challenge you to pray and look at the scriptures and allow God to speak to your heart. The Ethiopian eunuch believed in the Lord Jesus Christ when he met Philip, and he said, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized? Cornelius and his family all believed, received the Holy Spirit, and Peter said, let's baptize them now. Baptism comes after your salvation as an identification publicly of what God is doing in your heart and in your life. Don't rest in one you had before you knew Christ. Baptism doesn't save you, but it comes after salvation. I look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.